is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Gowalus, the 100,000 people attending tomorrow's memorial service for Charlie Kirk in Glendale, Arizona, better get there early. More from CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
The Department of Homeland Security has classified the memorial as a level one security event. It's the same level of protection as the Super Bowl. It means that local, state, and federal law enforcement are all coordinating security. Those going should expect airport-style screening and a strict no-bag policy. Police are already warning about long lines at the gates and asking people to be patient. Parking lots will open as early as 7 a.m. and doors to the stadium an hour later at 8. The program itself begins at 11 local time. Although it will be first-come, first-served seating, people are encouraged to register online ahead of time.
A CDC advisory panel is not recommending COVID shots for all Americans. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder is editor-at-large for Public Health at KFF.
Ask your health care provider. In all likelihood, you will be able to get it.
The crisis in Gaza will be a big topic when the UN General Assembly meets next week in New York. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the fighting must stop.
What we are witnessing in Gaza is horrendous. It is the worst level of death and destruction that I've seen in my time as Secretary General, probably in my life.
Israeli strikes in Gaza City killed at least 14 people today. The Trump administration is threatening Democratic states with lawsuits and funding cuts if they don't hold migrants for immigration officials. New York and Illinois are refusing to cooperate. California has yet to respond. Gen Z's credit scores are dropping.
Generation Z, born from the late 1990s to the early 20-teens, has seen its credit score drop more than any other generation over the past year, caused largely by student loan debt. That's from credit scoring company FICO. The total national average credit score in the nation dropped 2 points this year to 715, but Gen Z's average score dropped 3 points to 676, the largest year-over-year decrease among any age group since 2020. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
A cyber attack on self-check-in kiosks caused dozens of flight delays and cancellations at London's Heathrow Airport and airports in Berlin and Brussels. Airlines had to check in passengers manually. The NFL Today on CBS will celebrate its 50th anniversary tomorrow. The pregame show's original host, Brent Musburger, will return tomorrow.
The marriage between live football and TV, it was special.
Tomorrow's show will feature the NFL Today's original music. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's go!
You're still glowing. Flirting, grooving, you still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
CBS's Jim Krasula has the story of a lottery winner who will make a difference in a lot of lives.
Carrie Edwards says as soon as she realized she had won $150,000 in the Virginia lottery, she knew what she was going to do with her winnings. The woman from suburban Richmond is giving all of the money away to charity.
When it comes down to it, we all are responsible for helping each other in this life and helping community and helping those who don't have what we have.
In an understatement, a Virginia lottery representative said,
"Very rarely do we have winners do what Carrie is doing."
Prior to winning the $150,000, Edwards said she never knew anyone who had won more than $10 while playing the Virginia lottery. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A worker at an Orthodox seminary in Yonkers, New York, called police when he thought he found a bag of drugs. It turned out to be the missing remains of a saint, Saint Raphael of Brooklyn. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers are likely, maybe a rumble of thunder still and a low in the mid-60s. 75 with scattered storms for Sunday. Sunday night, scattered showers and storms, a low of 62. 73 Monday. Right now, 71 degrees.
Makes us start a reminiscing.
Welcome in to Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN, our weekly four-hour trip through the first three decades of Top 40 Rock and Roll, and happy to have you on board. All our usual features for you. We'll have the number one hits on this day. Birthday book artists on the weekend, our one-shot wonders, Elvis Encore, the Beatle Break, our R&B classic, the make-out oldies, groovy instrumentals, our dance blast out of the past. Love taking those requests of yours into the studio, area code 262-634-WRJN, or you can email us at rrnfwrjn@yahoo.com. That's rrnfwrjn@yahoo.com. Let's get started. Little blue-eyed soul out of Texas. It's Roy Head and the Traits on Rock and Roll Never Forgets.
Tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. 'Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right. Baby, all right. Hey!
on the West Coast, Thurston Harris and the Sharps. Little bitty pretty one, WRJN. It is Rock and Roll Never Forgets, our first one-shot wonder. He was born in Pennsylvania, Joey Powers was. Gave us one hit. It's Midnight Mary, WRJN.
Meet me at Midnight Mary, same place we always go. Meet me at Midnight Mary, and don't let anyone know. Don't let anyone know. Your daddy says I'm a bad boy, and you've no future with me.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Local news and now timeless hits as well. WRJN, Coasters and Poison Ivy, song written by Lieber and Stoller and Bobby Nunn of the Coasters, born on this date, 1925. Lost him in 1986 at the age of 61. It is Rock and Roll Never Forgets in the DC 5.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Now we gotta run, no more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Of all time, it's our Beatle break on Rock and Roll Never Forgets. W-R-J-N.
One, two, three, four!
Well, she
Rock and Roll Never Forgets, WRJN. It was September 20th of 1969. John Lennon announces he's leaving the Beatles. The news was kept quiet. The group would split up the next year, I believe April of 1970. John Lennon on the lead. I saw her standing there. Our Beatle break. And speaking of John Lennon...
Yeah.
It is our groovy instrumental this hour out of Booker T. Booker T. Jones and the MGs. It's Hip Hugger, WRJN, Rock and Roll Never Forgets, written by Goffin and King. It's the Everlys. Here's Crying in the Rain on WRJN.
Request 262-634-WRJN. Rock and roll never forgets. WRJN.
Dressed in these rags, I'll wait.
burden, the animals. It's My Life, recorded on this date, 1965. Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN. Not only is she a fine singer, she can play a mean guitar as well. Living in Austin, Texas, still recording, good blues artist. But she started as an R&B singer, Barbara Lynn did. Her biggest hit, and a good one here, You'll Lose a Good Thing, WRJN.
You should lose.
It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, WRJN. Terry Hebble, we are going to take our first break of the morning. When we get back, Jimi Hendrix played guitar in this band. Actor Joe Pesci was in it in 1961. Three members eventually to join the Young Rascals, also members of this band. Who were they? We're going to find out next here on Rock and Roll Never Forgets. The Packers kick off against the Cleveland Browns tomorrow, the 21st, pregame at 10 a.m., kickoff at noon. Packer football sponsored locally by Martin Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Union Grove, Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Papa John's, Royal Construction, LLC, and the Lanes on 20. You can see the full schedule for the Green Bay Packers right at WRJN.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com. WRJN. 4 hours of timeless hits and forgotten favorites. Rock and roll never forgets on WRJN.
WRJN.
Thank you very much. Why not hear just a little bit of shout?
No, you make me wanna. Come on.
Jimi Hendrix playing guitar for about half a year, along with Joe Pesci back in 1961, and three future members of the Young Rascals. They were the house band at the Peppermint Lounge in New York City for many a year. It is Joey D and the Starlighters, their take on the Isley's Shout, part number one. It is Rock and Roll Never Forgets. We are back into the birthday book. She was born on this date in 1924. We lost her 9 years ago at the age of 91. Her first big hit was Suddenly There's a Valley in 1955. A year later, all the way to number one for Gogi Grant.
The wayward wind
slave to his wandering ways, and the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind.
On the board, that Westbound number 9. Out of Motown comes the Flaming Ember here on WRJN. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It was this date, 1973. We lost Jim Croce in an airplane crash in northwest Louisiana. Croce, on his way to a concert, killed along with all the members in the plane. Croce was only 30, an incredibly gifted songwriter and a fine singer to boot. He would have been a superstar had he lived. Let's play one of his best. The late Jim Croce. Rock and Roll Never Forgets here on WRJN.
Operator, oh, could you help me place this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated.
Well, I only wish my words could just convince myself that it
rock and roll never forgets. WRJN, big hit in both Chicago and Milwaukee, early 1959. Wade Flemons and Here I Stand. Terry Hebel, let's take a break, and when we come back, how about the number one song on this September 20th of 1960? We'll have it for you next here on Rock and Roll Never Forgets. And you know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, along with on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays. Now you can see the entire weekly sports lineup on demand. Just go to WRJN.com.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The soundtrack of your life. Rock and roll never forgets.
Please don't break my heart like a child breaks a little toy.